This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Syria says government forces have entered the northeastern city of Manbij and secured it. The YPG, the main Syrian Kurdish militia, called on President Bashar al-Assad to take control of Manbij to protect it against the threat of Turkish attacks. The appeal comes in the wake of the surprise announcement by U.S. President Donald Trump that he has ordered a full U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. The Kurdish force has been supported by the United States, but Turkey regards it as a terrorist group and has vowed to crush it. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is heading to the U.S.-Mexico border today following the recent deaths of two young Guatemalan children trying to cross into the United States with a parent. The deaths have cast a glare on the dispute over border security, centered on President Trump's insistence that he get $5 billion as a down payment for a southern border wall. 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso died just after midnight Christmas Day, hours after a 7-year-old, Jacqueline Call, was laid to rest in her impoverished Guatemalan village. Secretary Nielsen has pledged to put new health screening measures into effect for children in Border Patrol custody.
You have my commitment to ensure that all of our detention centers take good care of those in our care.
Meanwhile, the partial federal government shutdown is entering its seventh day with no sign of ending before the new year, since neither House of Congress is scheduled to meet for the remainder of 2018. It is one of the most visible aspects of the White House feud with Congress over a new spending bill at an impasse because of border security. Here is AP's Jackie Quinn.
Government services are curtailed. Some national parks are closed. Flood insurance policies are halted. Thousands of federal workers are furloughed. And Congress
stands adjourned until 10 a.m. on Monday, December the 31st.
Senator Paul Roberts says the vice president is talking with the Senate's top Democrat.
I hope it doesn't take weeks. It's been far too long for the government worker.
Democrats take control of the House January 3rd, and the president says they're trying to deny him a win. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United States says it will step up research in hypersonic weapons in response to a Russian test of what is described as a nuclear-capable hypersonic glider missile. A Defense Department spokeswoman tells VOA, those who have decided to weaponize hypersonics are creating a war-fighting asymmetry that we must address. Russian President Vladimir Putin oversaw this week's test of the so-called Avangard, saying it is impossible to intercept and will ensure Russia's security for decades to come. He called it an excellent New Year's gift to his country and added the weapon will become part of Russia's strategic missile forces next year. The United States is reporting more progress in its efforts to eradicate the Islamic State's branch in Afghanistan, confirming the death of its spokesman in a U.S. airstrike. No civilian casualties were reported as a result of the raid, first made public by Afghan officials. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has made changes to his cabinet, clearly tied to the global outrage over the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The moves follow the killing of writer Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. It includes the naming of a new foreign minister and a shakeup of the country's Supreme Council, which oversees security. The council is headed by the king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is also deputy prime minister and defense minister. It's a sign the crown prince is getting a tighter grip on power. But he is having trouble convincing many in the U.S. and other Western countries he had nothing to do with Khashoggi's killing. The writer was critical of the crown prince in columns for The Washington Post before he was killed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hundreds of people in a 38-story residential tower block in Sydney, Australia, are being evacuated for the second time in 5 days because of building cracks discovered on Christmas Eve. Residents are being told they have to vacate their homes for up to 10 days to allow time for an investigation, though the company that did the construction insists the building is structurally sound. Some tenants appear confused.
The people that are actually the big players who are organizing everything don't seem to be telling any of us what's going on.
Residents reported hearing cracking sounds, and emergency officials reportedly feared the structure could collapse. Lawyers for Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev are asking a federal appeals court to overturn his conviction and death penalty for his role in the 2013 attack. They argue Tsarnaev did not receive a fair trial because the presiding judge refused to move the case away from Boston. Tsarnaev's older brother Tamerlan, who took part in the attack, died after a gunfight with police. Gene Randall, VOA News.